Okay, well, we left off yesterday about carrying on Yom Tif. We learned you can carry things to the place you need, but if you don't need them on the way back, then you're not allowed to carry them unless if you're afraid they're going to get stolen or lost, or you're going to look into them and use them, like we said about Sidurim and Machzeirim and Talesim and Lulav and Esrig and all those other things. Okay, now we also discussed about watches. The most poskim say you could wear a watch in Yom Tif. I told you that we learned that Friedrich Rebbe didn't want that people should wear watches in Yom Tif. Now, baby carriages, obviously, are allowed to be used on Yom Tif. Yeah, I mean, we'll talk again, no aid of them, but whatever the story is. Baby carriages you can do. But the question is like this. What can you carry in the baby stroller? Like, for instance, the baby is going to need diapers, okay? But they'll maybe need 5 diapers. Question is, can I carry 10 diapers in the stroller? Because now 5 is extra diapers. So the halacha is as follows. If it's the same thing that you're carrying, the same object you're carrying, just more, and it's not that much of a bother, so then you're allowed to. And therefore, we learned even by carrying keys and a key ring, we mentioned the other day, that if it's different keys, you really have to take off the keys that you don't need to use on Yom Tov, because you're carrying extra keys which are different. But let's say you have 5 keys of the same key, with 5 of them on a ring, you can carry all of them. Why? Because you're not carrying anything extra, you're carrying the same thing, and it's not a big bother to carry a little bit more. We'll learn when we get to Bishul, interesting. You can make more chicken, but you can't bread schnitzel because that demands work. So if you can't make extra schnitzel because then it means breading the schnitzel. And that involves separate work and that you're not allowed to do. But just, so the same thing, by the way, with diapers. If you're carrying diapers and you need maybe 5, but you're going to carry 10, it's not a problem. The same thing if you have, let's say you're taking a nash for the kid. Food, whatever. Fruit, whatever the nash is. So then, because you're taking nash, you don't know how much they're going to eat. It's possible they might need the whole thing. So you can carry nash. But stam, by the way, to have in the stroller things that you really don't need, that you just have them during the week, you're talking not allowed to carry them on Shabbos. You have to take them out of the stroller. Because then you're carrying extra things on Yom Tov for no reason at all. Now, what happens if somebody now is like this? One second. One second, somebody, okay. They went with the carriage somewhere. Now they're coming home the night of Yom Tov. And they didn't use all the diapers. But now they're coming home after Shkia. So now if they come in because they need them, they're preparing from Yom Tov one day to the next day. So then there would be a problem. If they come home before Shkia and they have leftover diapers, it's not a problem because you carry the diapers, you're just carrying the leftover diapers. But that's only if it's possible you'll need them. But if you don't need them for sure because they're going to be the next day, then there is a problem with it, by the way. What?
So with the diapers 5-10, I mean, with the keys, if you have another 5-10 keys, you know.
But it's a different key. The only hetter is if it's the same key. It's the same chicken, the same. We'll get into Bishul, we're going to go into cooking on Yom Tov. And Bechlal, there's a general introduction to all of this stuff, by the way. All of these malachas that you're allowed to do on Shabbos, whether it's carrying or cooking or this, is only for a non-Jew. Only for a Jew. You can't cook for a non-Jew. You can't carry for a non-Jew. Because it says, Hu levadei yeyosa lochem. It doesn't say, Hu levadei yeyosa. About food, you could do it. It says, lochem. And the Gemara learns out, lochem means only for you, not for animals, not for the goyim, or not, only for a Jew. Are you allowed to do those malachas and Shabbos? Yom Tov that you would be allowed to do. So if a non-Jew, let's say you have a housekeeper, and you want to carry something for the housekeeper, you wouldn't be allowed to do it. You could do it for yourself, but you can't do it for somebody, for a non-Jew. For another Jew, you could. If a Jew asks you to bring a bottle of wine from the shul, let's say, or whatever. But if your housekeeper says, do me a favor, go bring me, I need a bottle of soda. So bring the soda, for me, a Jew wouldn't be allowed to carry it on Yom Tov. Because the whole hetter of doing malach on Yom Tov that the Torah permits is only in a case where it's for a Jew. And therefore, there's a very interesting halacha we'll learn when we get to Bishul. You're not allowed to invite. It's a very interesting misconception that people have, by the way. Many times you'll hear this statement, you're not allowed to have a non-Jew at your Seder. You're not allowed to have a non-Jew at the Seder.
I came to ask you
that. Huh?
Many years ago, came to ask you that.
He came if you have a goy at the Seder.
We had a goy in the Seder.
One second. It's nothing to do with the Seder. In Shulchan Aruch it says, you're not allowed to invite a non-Jew on a Yom Tov meal. Shabbos meal, yes. Why? Because Shabbos you can't cook. What you have is done. Shabbos you're not going to be cooking. So even if you invite the guy, you're not going to be cooking more for him on Shabbos because Shabbos you can't cook. But on Yom Tov, the din is you're not allowed to invite a non-Jew to a Yom Tov meal. If he comes, you can feed him. But you can't invite him. But it has nothing to do with the Seder because we don't have Korban Pesach. Korban Nechol Yechol, by what Torah says, a guy can't eat the Korban Pesach. We don't have a Korban Pesach today. In fact, some people want to say a guy shouldn't eat matzah, but it has nothing to do with inviting them to eat. I mean, it's the
color.
Huh?
Aren't you allowed to drink wine with them?
That's if you sit down to drink with them. Here you're having a Seder, a non-Jew sitting by the Seder. You're not sitting down to drink with them. No, but the interesting point is, if the non-Jew pops in, you're allowed to feed him. Why? Because you didn't invite him, so we're not afraid
that you cook for him.
You're going to cook for him. Therefore, it happens a lot of times in Chabad houses. It's very common in Chabad houses. You know, a guy has a non-Jewish boyfriend, girlfriend, and they want to invite them. So the guy says, "Can I bring my non-Jewish
counterpart?"
So halachically, what you have to tell them, because you can't invite them. The Jew you can invite. So you tell them, this is a play of words though. And it's not lying, and it's halachically correct. You're allowed to tell them, we would love to have you come. You mean you, the Jew. They think you means you, both of them. So you're not inviting them. You're saying you mean the Jew, who you're talking to. And they assume it means also the non-Jew. So then again, you're not inviting him to the meal, so it's not a problem. But the mashup to say that what I have to say that would be Friday night, like this past year, this year, a few months ago, Pesach was Friday night, so then you're allowed to invite a guy to the Seder because it's Shabbos. But the same thing applies Shabbos day, I mean, it's a Yom Tov day, Yom Tov, it doesn't matter, you can't invite a guy. If he comes in, you can feed him. We're not afraid of that. So it's interesting. Allah, it says that if, let's say, you have a housekeeper, you can't have in mind that you're cooking for them. You're cooking for the family. They're there. They're there. They can eat. But you can't cook specially on Yom Tov to include them in the amount that you... But those we're going to learn more in the, when we get to the dinim of cooking on Yom Tov, which we'll get to soon. Next thing is another about carrying. If somebody has to carry medicine, a lot of people, I mean, there's a question even in Shabbos, some people need to have heart condition, they need to carry nitroglycerin pills, or they need to carry other insulin, I mean, whatever, there's a lot of things people, something need to carry. So in Yom Tov is not a problem. Shabbos to carry, if there's no ative, let's see, somebody has to carry a nitroglycerin pill. So there's a whole discussion, halacha, can they go out only for shul? Does halacha say stay home? Who tells you to go out? But the lapel, the way they paskin, that they can carry it not in the normal way of carrying it. Because then it's a shinui. If you're not carrying a normal way of carrying it. For instance, let's say somebody needs nitroglycerin pills. Yeah? So you can put it into your pocket. That's the normal way of carrying it. But let's say you wrap it in something, obviously. You put it in a little plastic bag. And you put it inside your sock. So then that's not the normal way of carrying it. So because it's a shinui, and the person's a chaylus, so because it's only midrabanan, so it could be allowed. Or to carry it in a place where you normally don't carry things. So then because it's a shinui, so then you would be allowed to carry those medications and things like that you need.
Even though I could stay home?
Huh? So So it depends. So a lot of poskim, right, those that are more machma want to say, if he's going to shul, he's allowed to go, because he's going to say the chmitza. If he's going to eat Shabbos, a yom tov, somebody's house, and he doesn't have his own food, so again, it's a mitzvah, einik Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to enjoy Shabbos. It's time to go, socializing, visiting, this, and a lot of poskim say, you take should stay home. There's a lot of, there's a difference, Seirach Mitzvah, not Seirach Mitzvah. I'll give you an example. What happens, again, a situation where there's no Eidav. Okay, now I'm talking about Shabbos now, not Yom Tov. There's no Eidav whatsoever, let's say. Okay? And a guy can't walk to shul. A guy can't walk to shul. Whatever, it's too far, he hurt himself, can't walk to shul. So, Lalochi can ask a guy to take him in a wheelchair. Why? Because he has a mitzvah. He has a mitzvah to go to shul. He has to daven tefillah betzibur, by the way, which means davening shmoneh esrei with the minyan, derech agav, not coming 3 hours late and catching up. Davening shmoneh esrei with the minyan. And he has to mitzvah kriyas ha-teira, he has to listen to a rabbinic obligation to hear teira. So he can come to shul with a wheelchair, if a guy takes him. Not a Jew, a guy can take him. Again, no Eidah story. But let's say a woman, that would take be a big shayla if she can come in the case where there's no Eidah, would that be a question aloha if she would be allowed to come to shul? Because a woman has no obligation to daven with a minion, just to daven, but she can stay at home and daven. She has no obligation to come to shul for a minion. A woman does not have no obligation to listen to Torah reading. Parshas Zohar also not. She also has no obligation to listen to Torah reading. So then, what's the heter of a guy taking her, would be taking her in a wheelchair? But sometimes, I had this case a few times already, a woman, for her mental stability, she must go to shul, because otherwise she, you know, let's say she always goes to shul, now she can't go to shul. Well, she, you know, sometimes they get very sensitive about it, it can make them sick. Then she would be allowed to have a guy take her, because then again, she's sick, and for her mental stability, a guy could do a malacha for a Jew if they're sick, even not life endangering. Life endangering a Jew has to do. It's a mitzvah for a Jew to desecrate Shabbos. But in this case, she would be allowed to because there's still a mental stability that would be very important.
And if there is a roof and we don't go by a roof, is it better to send a Jew that carry on the roof? Or what's the situation?
This depends which rav you ask.
Asking you.
You don't want to ask me.
I do.
Yes, go ahead, Rabbi.
A lot of Rabbanim paskin that if there's an Eidav, you can ask a guy to do it, to bring him to shul, or baby, whatever. Some people say you shouldn't. Depending what type of Eidav it is, what the city is, if it a city that's a massive city like L.A. or New York that has a Rishut Sarab min Atayro, which is biblical, Rishut Sarab is a bigger problem, obviously. A small shtetl is not such a big problem because you don't have 600,000 people in one place or in one area. That's one issue with it. And some people, there's another interesting shot. This I get asked a lot of times. I tell people not to ask me because they don't want to hear what I say. If there's a Jew that uses the Eidav, there's a Jew that uses the Eidav. Can I ask him to take my baby in the stroller?
It's like you're getting. What's the difference?
It's not the same because
almost.
His rub says it's okay.
So then there are, I know Rabbanim that say, listen, the guy goes by the Eidav, the woman goes by the Eidav, yeah, you could do it. Personally, I feel, I'm not the only one, but I personally feel that if you don't use the Eidav, then why should you be asking somebody to carry it for you?
If I ask somebody, I'll do it myself.
But firstly, what happens though? Okay, we would have to have my. What happens though, you invite somebody that uses the Eidav to your house. You don't use the Eidav and they do. But they brought you Shabbos afternoon, they came to your house for lunch, they bring you a cake or a bottle of wine. Yeah?
It's a good.
Are you allowed to use it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can use it. If you don't go by the Eidav, they carried it in a shop. Because the problem, you can't say, or for instance, are you allowed to invite to your house, interesting Shaila. I don't use Eidav. You use Eidav, let's say, right? Can I invite you to come to my house on Shabbos, knowing that you're going to bring your kid in the stroller?
Yeah.
You could. I don't use the Eidav. But you're not going to say you guys desecrating Shabbos. So it's really not a problem. Okay.